Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
This is My KUTX. I'm Art Levy. Our guest DJs this hour are Graham, Ian, and Max. They're some of the folks behind Fun 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 Fest, going down at Auditorium Shores November 6th through the 8th. They've got some of their favorite Fun Fest artists to share with you over the next hour, and you can see the full lineup and buy tickets at funfunfunfest.com. You can also see their playlist for the next hour at kutx.org. Just look for My KUTX in the features section. And if you like having this kind of local coverage and guest DJs to introduce you to new music, why don't you help us out? We're in our fall membership drive, and you can show your support for the station you love by throwing in a few bucks. It takes resources to put on shows like this every week, and we can't do it without you. 512-471-6291 or online at kutx.org, and thank you so much. All right, here we go. Fun 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 Fest preview. My KUTX. Enjoy.
Hello, everybody. This is Graham.
This is Ian.
This is Max
from Fun 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 Fest, and we are taking over the airwaves for the next hour, guest DJing, and we'll be playing nothing but Fun 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 artists for the next 60 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true.
That's true.
Max,
it's a true
thing. Any thoughts on that?
It's yeah, it's factual.
All right. Well, as you can see, we're not radio DJs. We're good at speaking, good at talking. So we're going to get right into it. This first song is by a legendary DC band from the Discord record scene in the 80s called Dag Nasty, who debatably invented emo, if you want to call it that, accidentally. It's a pretty big deal that they're doing a one-time reunion show with us, and it's pretty exciting. So I, as a diehard fan of this band, picked this as my first song to play.
Actually, when I saw they were on the lineup, I didn't know that that was a possibility, and I was incredibly stoked because I spent a lot of time listening to them skating growing up. So, yeah.
Max, thoughts? Your thoughts on Dag Nasty?
Great band.
All right. Done. Here we go. Values Here is the name of the song.
That's
how we do.
That is
great track.
Hello, everybody. You listen to My KUTX. This is some of the Fun 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 Fest team, and we're hosting for the hour.
What's up?
We're going to tell you what everyone does here, just to keep it interesting.
Sounds good. Let's do that.
Max, what do you do for a living?
I order the toilets for Fun Fest.
Head of production. Ian?
I do all brand marketing and creative event stuff.
Getting the word out.
Keeping it weird.
I book the bands, and this next band is a band called Jane's Addiction. It's the 25th anniversary of their record Ritual Del Habitual, which we convinced them to do for our festival. They're going to play it beginning to end. The last time they played, they did that tour. I mean, when it came out and they came through Austin, they literally played at the City Coliseum, which is now Butler Park. They're pretty much playing in the same location that they played 25 years ago, except now it's a field instead of a venue.
How did you convince them to do that?
Money. And and also a love of music, I'm sure. I was in sixth grade. I went to that show. A band called Chainsaw Kittens opened, and everyone threw stuff at them the whole time because they wanted Jane's Addiction to come on. And this was like right before Jane's Addiction broke, and I feel like this record sort of invented alternative music, or at least it broke it into the mainstream. At this point, it was still pretty underground. And then all of a sudden, this punk sound started happening on MTV because of this particular band and this particular record. This song's called Stop. It's off of the first song on that album.
Señores y señoras, nosotros tenemos más influencia con sus hijos que tú tienes, pero los queremos. Creado y regado de Los Ángeles. Juana's Addiction.
stop.
I have a Jane's Addiction story.
It's not very likely.
Yeah. I took a nap in an airport in Australia, and then I woke up underneath Dave Navarro.
Had that happen?
Wow.
He just laid
on you?
No, well, he wasn't lying on me. I was like underneath a chair. Oh, he was okay. Sitting in the chair, but I was on that Soundwave tour in Australia, and Jane's Addiction was on it, and I was tired, so I took a nap, and I woke up, and he was just like on his phone, sitting
his crotch hanging above your head.
Yeah, best moment of my life.
You're welcome.
Did you guys converse at all? Was there like an exchange?
No, I just awkwardly kind of shuffled out from under his feet, and was like,
"Yeah." All right, well, each year we try and bring some 90s soul love to our fans. Last year we had Genuine. This year, D'Angelo. We're pretty stoked.
Very stoked on that.
His many, many years of hiatus has come out with an incredible record. Everyone's talking about it's, you know, blowing minds. And I got to see him at FYF Fest, our little sister festival in LA, our friends of ours do, and he was incredible. So it should be exciting. The song we're about to play is a cover of Smokey Robinson's Cruisin'.
Don't be confused, baby. The way
So good. So good.
Ladies, that D'Angelo is for you. Up next, I'm going to play a song by a little group named the Wu-Tang Clan. This is, of course, the edited version for you children listening out there.
I am curious, Graham, who you think will be present at FunFest of the Wu-Tang.
That's tough. There's a lot of Wu-Tang, and a lot of Wu-Tang don't show up. But there was a lot of negotiating in this contract. while you can never commit that everyone will show up, although the last three times I saw them, Coachella and a festival in Norway, they were all there. It has some penalties worked into the contract if not everyone shows up. And I also have a minimum number of Wu-Tang members that have to be present. So I'm pretty well protected. I think the vast majority, if not all, will be there. I don't know. I'm pretty stoked to have them. They've been a long time want for us. And Jizza, one of the members, is going to do an after show as well one of the nights. So that should be fun. So this song's called Cream.
The New York Times side, staying alive was no job. Had second hands, moms bounced on old men. So then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth. Low goose, only way I begin to G York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one, pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking wools at 16 and running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes. Making my way off fire skates. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up right boys on board court. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick tight click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas, rolling in MPVs. Every week we made 40 G's. Yo, brothers, respect mine. I hear good tech now. Bam, move from the gate now.
Cash fools, everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools, everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
It's been 22 long, hard years. I'm still struggling. Survival got me bugging, but I'm alive on arrival. I peep at the shape of the streets to stay awake to the ways of the world deep. A man with a dream with plans to make cream was fail. I went to jail at the age of 15, a young buck selling drugs and such, who never had much, trying to get a clutch on what I could not touch. The court played me so now I face incarceration, pacing, no one upstates my destination. Handcuffed in back of a bus, 40 of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough. But as the world turned, I learned life was hell. Living in the world no different from a cell. Every day I skate from takes, giving chase, selling bass, smoking bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke cess, I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed. But I'm still depressed, and I ask, what's it worth? Ready to give up, so I seek the old earth. Who explain working hard may help you maintain, to learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. You got stick up kids, corrupt cops, and crack rocks and stray shots. All in a block that stays hot. Leave it up to me while I be living proof to kick the truth to the young black youth. But shorty's running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer, and ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglected for now, but yo, it got to be accepted that what? The life is hectic.
Cash fools everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Yeah.
Great track there, Graham.
Definitely.
You're welcome. I wrote that for you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
This is the folks from Fun 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 Fest, if you're just tuning in.
And we're celebrating a 10-year anniversary of Fun 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 Fest this year. We're really stoked to be doing that.
Yeah.
So taking over the airways for the next hour, doing nothing but fun, fun, fun songs.
So this next band, this is Max Fun Fest. This next band is a band that means a lot to me, who are playing Orange Stage on Saturday night, called American Football. I have some vivid memories of this band from when I first joined my band. This is something that all the other members were like super into, and I'd never really heard them before. But yeah, great band, American Football.
And they're also going to play an after show too, a Slip Productions event, which should be a lot of fun on Saturday night as well.
In 1999, I worked at a coffee kiosk in Barton Creek Mall. And I had to close down every night, and I always had my Walkman on, and every time I would close, I'd be one of the last people in the mall and be super late at night. And I remember being really angsty in 1999, listening to this American Football record and walking around this empty Barton Creek Square Mall and just feeling all the emotions I could possibly feel because of this record. And it means a lot to me too. So I'm really excited that they're playing this year.
We get it, you emo kids and your emo bands.
Yeah, feelings, man. Feelings.
All right, cool. All right, well, we're going to play this amazing song.
Yeah, this is Honestly by American Football.
Thank you. They said they couldn't take the fantasy, tried to accept reality, analyze the laughs, cause pleasure comes in halves. The purity of comedy, they had to take it seriously, change the words around, try to make it look profound. A comedian is on stage, it's taken for a wage. The critics think he's great, but the laughter turns to hate. Mickey Mouse is on TV, and the kids stare at the screen, but the pictures are all black and white, the words don't mean a thing. Cause mummy's got no money, and daddy is in jail. He couldn't afford the license, she can't afford the bail. Out in the road, their minds have all gone cold. Cause Mickey Mouse is dead, they shot him through the end. With ignorance and scorn, they believe in something new. They read the papers, watched the films, and thought they knew the truth. Now we have done the Mickey Mouse. Reality deceives, no matter what you believe. There's always a never idea, and there's this personal fear. The fear of being sus for what they really are. The fear of being laughter when they go too far. They call it paranoia, you can't up it away. Until you come to realise everyone's the same. People like their problems and the faces of contempt. They hide them till it kills them, and no one is fixed, not even you. You, you, have you done a Mickey Mouse? One, two, three, four.
Hey,
strangest transition ever from American football into Subhumans.
Yeah, so that was Subhumans with Mickey Mouse is Dead. I chose that Subhuman song for two reasons. One being that my sister got me into a lot of punk rock, and this was just kind of one of the intro CDs. And to come full circle with it, I got my sister into working Fun Fest, and now I work with her at Fun Fest. She runs one of the like most important centers of the festival. But also I just think it's a great song because like lyrically it kind of represents the spirit of Fun Fest in that it's like it's just about like quantifying entertainment and trying to assign like too much inherent value to it without letting it just be what it is, which, you know, Fun Fest just kind of is what it is.
That's deep.
Yeah.
So deep.
Yeah, there's my deep moment.
Well, Subhumans is playing not the festival proper in the day, but Fun Nights, our after show series, which is part of the festival as well, an extension that goes on at all the clubs from about 9 p.m. until 2 a.m. after the park closes. So you'll get to see them. And they also played last year.
And all the night shows are free if you have a Fun Fest wristband. So if you want to see Subhumans, you get to get into the festival as well if you buy a wristband.
Subhumans or half these bands, American Football, Title Fight, Tops, Shamir, Roosevelt, a lot of the bands we're about to play are also playing after shows at night, so it should be really exciting.
You just gave away all the secrets. Oh, man. It's coming up.
Dude, yeah, I guess Christmas. I'll just say it again. So this next band is Title Fight. This band rules. It's another like awesome success story of a band. Like, I don't know, I saw them 5 years ago at a college show in New York, played to like 50 people, and now I saw them at Coachella last year. And
yeah,
they carry the energy over great.
Like, yeah, they're a good like post-hardcore meet space rock thing now. They've kind of changed their sound, but for the better. I think they've just grown a lot, and we've seen them grow their audience a lot as well as their sounds progressed.
Totally.
Should be fun to have them back on the fest.
Yeah, so this song is called Head in the Ceiling Fan by Title Fight.
Thank you. give a dish again. I wanna put on my sweatpants, but don't you know I'm trying to quit? I wanna give a dish again. Hey, rain on, hey, rain on, hey, rain on me. Hey, rain on, hey, rain on, hey, rain on me.
That was Andrew Jackson Jihad with Hate Rain On Me, a beautiful, miserable, anthemic folk punk song.
Up next, we have one of Ian's picks. Ian, you want to tell us a little something about the TOPS?
This band, this little band called Tops, which I first heard looking at Gorilla vs. Bear's best of, I don't know, 2013 or something, when they put out their first record. And I was intrigued by the description, and I ended up saying, man, this band sounds right up my alley, which is weird because I didn't used to dig on things like this, but as I've gotten older, I have, and they just have a nice mixture of clean guitars with a lot of chorus and nice little grooves, and we actually, the band that I'm in,
tell us about your band, Ian.
Max and Ian just constantly pushing their own bands.
You know.
The band I was in high school has a 7-inch still floating
around. Talk about
around.
Your, what's the name of your band, Graham?
I'm not going to say. I have no reason to plug my band.
Yeah.
Don't
reunion.
Go on, guys.
Anyways, I was talking about myself. Okay. Anyways, we played a show with them at South by Southwest a couple of years ago, and live, they're actually a really incredible band live, and they sound... They're one of those bands like Promise Ring that always sounded bigger live than they did on record. And I don't know, I'm really excited to see them play the festival, and I'm really excited to see them play the Gorilla vs. Bear Nights show with a couple of other exclusive acts as well. This is Tops from their new record, Superstition Future. Hi, this is Ian.
This is Graham.
This is Max.
We're with Fun 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 Fest, celebrating our 10-year anniversary by handling the DJ booth here at KUTX. And we're playing all bands who are playing the festival this year, which takes place November 6th, 7th, and 8th.
At Auditorium Shores.
There you go. That was Tops. And up next, we have Shamir, both of whom are playing, in addition to the festival, an after party presented by Gorilla vs. Bear.
And Shamir is this really rad kid from Vegas who just makes interesting hip hop with a dance music background. And I'm pretty excited to see him on the blue stage as well. It's kind of one of those moments that we have a long history of kind of having legacy plays at Fun Fun, but we also have a really deep history of being a discovery moment festival. And for me, I think Shamir is going to be one of those artists that I hope we really can turn some people on to this year.
Yeah, I could see him blowing up for sure.
Me too. So this is Shamir, Call It Off.
Shamir Bailey, North Las Vegas. It's not time to get started. It's time to call it off.
Touch.
Thanks, folks. That was Roosevelt.
Awesome group that's playing Fun 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 and DJing one of our after shows. You've got some of the team from Fun 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 Fest here celebrating our 10-year anniversary by DJing at KUT X
98.9.
So they've been generous enough to let us take over for an hour and play all Fun 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 groups. And yeah.
It's been fun.
Yeah, thanks for letting us take over your radio. Long-time listener, first-time DJ.
Good times, good times.
Indeed.
So we're going to close this out with an old school band. We played a lot of new Buzzy Acts. And Ian, you want to talk? This is one of your picks.
This is a pretty well-known band called Ride. And I first heard them on a mixtape that a girl made for me years and years ago. And it kind of changed my life and my musical direction. And so seeing them at Coachella this year was pretty special. But I think seeing them in Austin with the Austin skyline as a backdrop is going to be a pretty memorable moment for a lot of people, because they're a pretty seminal shoegaze artist that I think helped inform a lot of Austin local bands' musical direction. So really stoked that these guys are playing the lineup this year. And this is Ride, the song called Taste.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
See you at the fest.
I'm just going to.
British band Ride closing out My KUTX and coming to town for Fun 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 Fest. which is happening November 6th through the 8th. Graham, Ian, and Max from FunFest were the guest DJs this past hour. You can see their playlist at KUTX.org. And while you're there, why don't you support the station you love? Every day we bring you great local music, plus new discoveries like you might have heard this past hour. Show your support and become a member today. 512-471-6291 or KUTX.org. And thank you. And, of course, thank you for tuning in to My KUTX. I'm Art Levy. Twine Time is up next.